This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, June 8th. God's word to you today is detox. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 2, the Phillips Bible, and it says, "Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within, so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity." Proverbs 22 verse 10 from the Living Bible says, "Throw out the mocker and you will be rid of tension, fighting and quarrels." When you get rid of the gossip, the toxic person, you will be shocked how healthy your organization will become. In fact, you are sending a statement out to those that are not gossips and the people that have the propensity to gossip. You are saying there is zero tolerance for gossip. Culture is created by what is rewarded and what is punished. What attitudes are you rewarding in your organization? Check and either strengthen or prune in the light of this. In dealing with difficult people, the first thing you must realize is that you cannot please everybody. No matter how tempting it is, do not fall for the trap of retaliation. The third thing you must do in dealing with difficult people is refuse to argue. And now, the fourth step is refuse to cave in. Do not allow yourself to be manipulated. Romans 12 verse 2 from the Phillips Bible says, "Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold." No one can pressure you without your permission. If you're being controlled, the truth is you are allowing it. It is possible that you are in a difficult place, but stop blaming it on your controlling or manipulative spouse. The fact is that you are allowing it. For there to be a Jezebel, there must be an Ahab. Meaning, it takes an Ahab for there to be a Jezebel. Can a Jezebel marry an Elijah? Could she thrive in an Elijah's house? It is impossible to face one's Ahab tendencies and get rid of it. If you're being controlled, you are allowing it. I'm here to say to you that it is okay to stand up to a controlling person. God expects you to be a peacemaker and not a peacekeeper. What confuses a lot of people is meekness. As a Christian, you are supposed to be meek. Guess what? The only people the Bible described as meek were Jesus and Moses. From the life of Moses, it is clear that he was not a weak man. Jesus was not weak by any standard. So stop confusing meekness with weakness. There is no scriptural basis for it. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, my teacher and true guide, search me and rid me of every Ahab tendency. I will be ruled only by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.